This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده على من لا نبي بعده ولا أمة بعد أمته ولا كتاب بعد كتابه ولا شريعة بعد شريعته أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created each and every human being different from one another. Each and every human being is different from another person. Sometimes we get twins. The most we can say with regard to twins, they are alike to one another. But in reality, they also are different. And such is the creative power of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that despite, and Allah has created everyone so differently, that each and every person's fingerprint differs from another person till the day of Qiyamah. Allah hasn't created anyone with the same fingerprint. Allah hasn't created anyone with the same pupil inside the eyes. Everyone is different. Therefore Allah Ta'ala so beautifully says in the Holy Quran, أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ أَلَّا نَجْمَعَ عِظَامًا بَلَا قَادِرِينَ عَلَىٰ أَن نُسَوِّيَ بَنَانًا. People say, will Allah bring people back to life? Allah will bring you back to life with your own fingerprints on the day of Qiyamah. That's an amazing thing to say. That time people didn't know that everyone's fingerprint is different from another person. But despite the fact that Allah has made everyone different, Allah wants us as an ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be like one single body. As Allah says, and through the means of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hadith, Al-mu'minuna ka rajul wahid. The entire Muslim ummah is like one single human body. In ishtaka aynuhu ishtaka kullu. If the eye is pain, the entire body feels pain. If one Muslim is in pain, the entire Muslim ummah is in pain. Allah Ta'ala نے تمام انسانوں کو منفرد اور ایک دوسرے سے مختلف پیدا کیا ہے. اس فرق کے باوجود اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی ہمیں متحد اور ایک دیکھنا چاہتے ہیں. جیسا کہ حدیث میں ہے, المؤمنون كرجل واحد, تمام مسلمان ایک جسم کے مانند ہیں. This is the reality with regard to it. And until we as an ummah do not become one, Allah سبحانہ وتعالی's assistance and Allah's blessings will not be with us. Amongst our ulama, one of the great ulama who gave a very, very important talk 3 days before he passed away, Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, the son of Maulana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Before his death, he gave this talk, which was his last recorded talk. He spoke about the benefits of the ummah, the oneness of the ummah, the unity of the ummah. And he made mention in that talk, and many of the things I will say today will be from that talk. And he says in this talk that in the time of Madinah Munawwara, if there were 10,000 people, Sahaba, everyone had the support of 9,999 people. No one wished him bad. No one wished him ill. No one was against him. And he goes on to say, and part of that hadith says, Yadullahi alal jama'ah. Allah's assistance is with a united lot. فَإِنَّ الْبَرَكَةَ مَعَ الْجَمَاعَةِ. Allah's blessing is with the jama'at. Until we are not united, Allah's blessings will not be with us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's assistance will not be with us. There is barakah, and there is blessings, and there is strength in unity. Like for example, you take wood. Sometimes wood is very expensive. But that wood, if it remains expensive and it remains scattered, there is no value to it. You bring important and you bring valuable wood together, it becomes priceless furniture. When does it become priceless furniture? When it is united, when it is together. The heart is the most important organ of the human body. The heart is the most important organ of the human body. But when is it the most important? When it is linked to the body. You take the heart out from the body and you put it one side. After one day, not even a dog will eat that heart, because it is separate from the body. When is it valuable? It is valuable when it is linked up to the body. And that is the example of unity. Ittifaq mein Allah Ta'ala ki nusrat aur madad shamil hai. Jab tak hamare darmiyan muhabbat aur ittifaq nahi hoga, Allah Ta'ala ki madad aur Allah Ta'ala ki himayat hame hasil nahi hogi. Ye teshuda baat hai. This is a reality with regard to it. And with regard to unity, we have to keep one thing in mind. Unity doesn't come, and unity is not achieved by one saying, my qom, my nation, my people, my like-minded people. That is not unity. Unity is not achieved by you coming together and saying, I get along with this people, therefore I'm united with them. I get along with this, these are like-minded people, therefore I'm with them. That how can you achieve unity by being only together with your own nation, with your own tribe, with your own type of people, without like-minded people? Unity is not achieved in such a way. Unity is achieved, in the words of Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, unity is achieved when hundreds of nations and hundreds of people from different tribes and different backgrounds, they come together. Then you achieve unity. This particular aspect that I'm united with my own people. Apne brother ke saath main muttahid ho. Isse ittihad paida nahi hota. Ek halke ke log se ittihad paida nahi hota. Ittihad paida hota hai ke log mukhtalif qisam ke log, mukhtalif brotherhi ke log, mukhtalif qisam ke log saath milkar jama hota hai. Usko kehte hai ittihad. So this particular aspect is ittihad, and unity comes about because of different types of people coming together. It is not one nation, one tribe, one type of people. That is not unity. Unity is different types of people coming together for a common cause. As was the way that was in our history of Islam, that we saw this particular aspect. That as long as Muslims were united, they were a force to be reckoned with. They were a powerful force. The moment we become disunited, then we find the type of weaknesses that have come upon the Ummah, as I will go to and explain. Then Maulana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Ali goes on to make mention a very important point. He said, unity also comes about because of akhlaq. Unity comes about because of good character and good qualities. And therefore, it is said that two proud and arrogant people will not be able to unite. Mutakabbir logon ke darmiyan ittihad nahi ho sakta. So in this particular aspect, he said that unity comes about because of good akhlaq and good qualities. He says, and remember this, he said, salat and zikr is very important. But salat and zikr is not enough for unity. Salat and zikr is not enough for unity. In unity, you need beautiful qualities. You need attributes. You need akhlaq. And he gave this beautiful example. He said, Ibn Muljim is the one who assassinated Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Ibn Muljim is the one who assassinated Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And when the people got angry and they were turning against him because he assassinated Sheikh Huda, karramallahu wajha. And then what did he say? He said, don't touch my tongue. With this tongue I make so much zikr. With this tongue I make so much zikr. And he made mention, historians have made mention how much of zikr he used to make. But yet despite his zikr and despite his ibadat, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, the person who kills Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu will be the most wretched person in this ummah. The person who kills Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu will be the most wretched and the most worst person in this ummah. Ummah ittihad paida hota hai, ummah banne ke liye ye kaafi nahi hai ke sirf zikr aur hum salat par hai. Uske saath akhlaq ki zarurat hai. Wo Ibn Muljim ke misal Maulana Yusuf sahab rahmatullahi alayhi ne diya ke Ibn Muljim ne Sher e Khuda ko qatl kiya, Ali radiallahu ta'ala ko qatl kiya. Jab unko marne ka waqt aaya to unhone kaha sab kuch karo lekin mere zuban ko haath na lagao, isse main zikr karta hu. Lekin Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne kaha, Ali ke qatil mere ummat ka sabse zyada badbakht aur shaqi insaan hoga. Unity doesn't come only by zikr and namaz, it comes by akhlaq. So this unity comes about when we look beyond our own. We look beyond our nation. We look beyond our own kind. And we bring people together for a common cause. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ. And unity also comes, not only by salat and zikr. It comes with good akhlaq, with humility. And being able to tolerate other people. That's how unity comes. Just as we speak with regard to the importance of unity, we have to make mention with regard to the harms of disunity. And before that, we must also make mention that when the Ummah was united, then even one person of the Ummah was harmed. When one person of the Ummah was harmed, then the entire Ummah got together to help that one person. A group of women were being taken away by the enemies in the time of Mu'tasim, right? And as they were being taken away, they cried and said, "Wa Mu'tasima, Mu'tasima, you are the leader of the Ummah. Where are you?" When Mu'tasim came to know about it, Mu'tasim is not regarded as the very great Muslim leaders in our history. But when he came to know that a group of women were being abducted by enemies, he said, "I won't rest till I get those women out of abduction." And he wrote a letter to the enemies and said, "You better free these Muslim women. Otherwise, if you don't, I will send an army. By the time the army reaches you, the last portion of that army will still be leaving Baghdad." Today we don't have unity. Look at what's happening to the Muslims in Palestine, in Uyghur, in China, in Kashmir. And because we're not united, we can't do anything. We are weak, we are helpless. Because of our disunity, we cannot come to the assistance of one another. And just as unity is emphasized, creating disunity has been condemned in our Sharia. Disunity has been condemned in our Sharia to such a great extent. Allah Ta'ala says, "Wala tanaza'u, fatafshalu wa tadhhaba rihukum." Do not become disunited, because if you become disunited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take away your strength. Allah will make you weak. Allah Ta'ala will make you coward. This is a reality. Jis tarah, isi tarah, na ittifaqi ki mazammat ki gayi, na ittifaqi se ummat mein kamzore paida hoti hai. Ummat ko jitna nuksan na ittifaqi se pahuncha hai, dushmano se bhi itna nahi pahuncha. The way this Muslims and this ummah has been harmed by disunity, perhaps it has not even been harmed by its own enemies. I was recently in Spain and I saw the harms of disunity. There were 31 rulers in Spain the time when the Muslims were there. They ruled for 800 years. After 800 years today, there is not one. You know, no. In Cordoba, there were 1,600 masjids. Today, there's only one masjid in Cordoba. Muslims lost that. Look at many other portions and many places of the world. Muslims lost that because of disunity. And Muslims have not been so harmed by enemies the way they have been harmed by disunity. History bears testimony to the fact that we have been harmed more by our mutual dissension, by our disunity, by our feuds, by our fighting, than by our own enemies. This is a reality that is there. We can see it. And in this particular regard, we have to keep this in mind, because disunity creates great amount of, you know, weakness. And it is one of the ways of shaitan to create disunity amongst people. Allah Ta'ala says, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Hold fast, united unto the rope of Almighty Allah, and do not become disunited. Do you know what is the harm and the punishment and the warnings with regard to being disunited? Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said, فَإِنَّهُ لَيْسَ أَحَدٌ يُفَارِقُ الْجَمَاعَةَ شِبْرًا فَيَمُوتُ إِلَّا مَاتَ مَيْتَةَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ. There is no one who goes away from the Muslim Ummah and he dies, except he dies a death of an ignorant person. Whoever moves away, disunited away from the Muslim Ummah, and he dies as one who is dying on ignorance. مَاتَ مَيْتَةَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ. Shaitan doesn't get as happy with anything as he gets happy with the disunity of Muslims. Shaitan ki ek mustaqil koshish hoti hai ki is pyare ummat ki tak tukre tukre ho jaye. اور اسے اتنی خوشی نہیں ہوتی جس قدر کسی اور سے, جس قدر اس کو اتنی نااتفاقی سے خوشی ہوتی ہے, اور کسی چیز سے اتنی خوشی نہیں ہوتی ان شیطان کو. اینڈ دس از اے ریالٹی. یو نو دیز اے ویری انٹرسٹنگ, دیز اے ویری انٹرسٹنگ اردو پوئم. اینڈ لیٹ می ٹرانسلیٹ اٹ اینڈ لیٹ می ریڈ اٹ فرسٹ. یو نو اٹ ٹاکس اباؤٹ دیٹ وین دا تاتارز اینڈ دا مونگولز دے کیم ان ٹو بغداد اینڈ دے ڈیمولش بغداد, 1.8 million Muslims were put to the sword. And I think it is Allama Iqbal who had said, جب چلی بغداد میں تاتار کی تیغ نیام, when the Tatars and the Mongols they came into Baghdad, مفتیان شرع میں جاری تھی ایک جنگ کلام. The ulama of Baghdad were fighting and they were disputing and they were writing articles and they were writing books on one aspect. What was it? Huh? What was it? ایک کہتا تھا کہ کوا ثابت و صالح حلال. One was saying the crow is permissible for you to eat, and the other one was writing a kitab that no, not all types of crows are halal to eat. And because of this, while they were fighting, the Tatars and the Mongols came and they demolished Baghdad. While they were fighting on this particular aspect, the Tatars came and they demolished Baghdad. This is the reality with regard to it. Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Ali has made mention of one hadith that it is worthy of making mention. He said, a person on the day of Qiyamah will come with a lot of salat, zikr, ibadat, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put him in Jahannam. And he will say, Wallah, why are you putting me in Jahannam? Wallah, why are you putting me in Jahannam? And Allah will say, the ummah was at a very sensitive stage. The ummah was a very sensitive stage. You said one sentence and you broke the unity of the ummah. Therefore, you are going in Jahannam. And Allah will put another person who didn't have many good deeds, Allah will put him in Jannat. And he will say, Wallah, why are you putting me in Jannat? And Allah will say, the ummah was at a sensitive stage. You said a speech, you said a thing, you made mention of something, and you brought the ummah together. You brought the ummah together. This is the reality, my dear respected brothers. And this is what Mufti Rafi Sahab, Mufti Rafi Osmani has written. And I wrote it verbatim last night. خنزیر کا گوشت کھانا جتنا حرام ہے, مسلمانوں میں پوت ڈالنا اس سے بھی بڑا حرام ہے. The way to eat pork is haram. To create disunity in the ummah is an even greater haram. مولانا یوسف صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ in that famous بیان which I have quoted, he said, آخری بیان میں یہ بات موجود ہے, نماز جمعہ چھوڑنے پر بھی اتنی پکڑ نہیں ہوگی جتنی امت کو توڑنے پر ہوگی. There is more punishment for a person who breaks the ummah than for a person who leaves Jummah. I'm not saying to leave Jummah is a very great sin, but this is what Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Ali has made mention. So I think it's very important, my dear respected brothers, for us to have a situation. Many times people say, what must we do? Hey, kam az kam aap to na philao, nafrat ko na philao. Don't you become the means of disunity? We are taking situations and we are sending posts which we take, we get happy with regard to the disunity that is in the ummah. At least we become more circumspect with regard to the way we send out messages. Those things that are negative, which create disunity, stay away from it. This is a reality that we have to keep, my dear respected brothers. And, you know, it's one thing that I must just say towards the end, that you can have difference of opinion. Difference of opinion is not disunity. اختلاف رائے جائز ہے جب تک حدود شریعہ کے اندر ہے. To have difference of opinion is permissible. But difference of opinion must not lead to disunity. اور اختلاف رائے جائز ہے, مفتی رفیع صاحب رائٹس, اور اختلاف کرنے والوں کی آراء کا احترام بھی لازم ہے, لیکن افتراق کسی حال میں جائز نہیں. Difference of opinion is permissible. Disunity is not permissible. ہم اس افتراق کی وجہ سے تباہ ہو رہے ہیں. Because of this particular difference, that not realizing the boundaries of difference of opinion, we are becoming destroyed. Hazrat Sheikh Al-Hadith Hazrat Maulana Zakaria Sahib Rahmatullah Ali has made mention, if there is difference of opinion and it is kept within its boundaries and within its limits, there will be no fitna. There will be no fitna if difference of opinion is kept within its limits. If there is fitna, it means that the difference of opinion has not been adhered to. One day a person came to Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayh. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayh, like Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, had the view that if you bleed, your wuzu it breaks. If you bleed, your wuzu breaks. Someone came and said, if you know about an imam who bleeds and he believes that the wuzu doesn't break, will you read namaz behind him? Will you read namaz behind him? So Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullahi said, are you telling me I must not read namaz behind Imam Malik? Imam Malik had the view, if you bleed, your wuzu doesn't break. He had the view that it breaks. Imam Malik had the view that it doesn't break. He said, are you telling me I must not read namaz behind him? He had a different opinion, but I will read namaz behind him. Ikhtilaf-e-rai will never ever lead to disunity. We must have that particular type of tolerance. Allama Iqbal has made mention of this. And I will conclude with this. What a beautiful poem. Manfaat ek hai is qaum ki, nuksan bhi ek. The benefits and harms of this ummah is one. Manfaat ek hai is qaum ki, nuksan bhi ek. Ek hi sabka nabi, deen bhi, iman bhi ek. Our deen is one. Our iman is one. Our deen is one. Ek, our nabi is one. Haram paak bhi, Allah bhi, Quran bhi ek. Our Allah is one. Our haram is one. Our Quran is one. Kya bari baat thi hote jo musalman bhi ek. Our nabi is one. Our Quran is one. Our deen is one. Our benefit is one. Our harm is one. If only we as Muslims could be one. My dear respected brothers, this is the need of our time, that we be united. There have been situations that have happened, people have different views, and this, the halat that come upon us, people took different views. It was a challenging time, but we must never allow this to make us disunited. May Allah give us a tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.